Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light, illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, did I say wow? Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going on today's broadcast. It's time to shape up and win. Coach Adams will share for about 40 minutes in today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, which we truly love, and that gives you the opportunity to chime in. We welcome your questions and your comments around today's broadcast. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared, as they would say. Before we jump into today's richness of our topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send an email, send a fax, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's show. We extend in advance our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach and being a faithful listener. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pads, your pens, your laptops, your tablets, your iPads sitting at your desktop or your iPad, whatever you need, your tablets, as I mentioned, you want to grab it, go old school, yellow pad, white pad, pen, so that you can capture the nuggets that will be shared around today's broadcast. Today, we want you to know that we are giving you a live Windshop experience as we take another look at our Shape Up and Win. This is part two to our SHAPE acronym. If you missed last week, you definitely want to capture the nuggets around it. I'll give you a quick summary, but I want you to know that we are truly supporting and empowering you on your journey to win. So as we jump right on in, there was such richness that was shared. As a matter of fact, one of our faithful listeners sent a message and said, "Coach Adams, wow, you were on fire. Your passion was felt. It was a great broadcast." So I want you to know, again, if you've missed it, it is available in the archives for you on demand at any time at your convenience. So as we're talking about shaping up to win, as we bring you on the airways broadcasting live today a taste of our Win Shop, we want you to know that this acronym is so key, but before we get started, we're going to open in the same way that we opened on last week, because Coach Adams understands the power of words. As a matter of fact, speaking of the power of words, I'm proud and happy to announce that your very own resident empowerment coach is a part of the Change book series, book number 14, An Insight into Empowerment, where you have coaches from around the globe sharing insight. And I, Coach Adams, I'm one of 20 individuals that have chapters for you to enjoy and be empowered by. My chapter in the Change book series number 14 is The Power of Words. As a matter of fact, I'll be a guest on the Change talk show on tomorrow, as we're going to be taking a closer look around my chapter and this whole project. But I want you to know that understanding the power of words is why I brought all of that up and made that connecting point for you. And if you would like more information about being able to get your copy of the Change book series from your very own Coach Adams, please send an email to admin@coachadams.com, or feel free to give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. But now let's get into our Shape Up series, because it's time to shape up and win. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. Understanding this power of words, I want you to, right where you are, make several declarations understanding the significance and the power of words. That when a word is spoken, it begins to vibrate in the atmosphere. And many of us, we are not achieving our goals. We are not fulfilling our assignment as to why we are placed on this planet. We're not working our vision because we have not had the right word deposit. Understanding that words bring life or death. Words are a positive or a minus, a plus or a minus. Words will build us up or tear us down. And so I want you to understand that as you speak this declaration of words, as you release these words in the atmosphere, something begins to happen because of the power of words. I want you to declare right where you are, I am a winner. Speak it in the atmosphere. I am a winner. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you believe it. Not only am I a winner, but I want you to declare, I am a doer. A doer is one that not only says, I have a vision, not only says, I have a desire, but they are moving actively in motion, converting in that. I am a winner. Speak it. I am a doer. Declare it. I am an achiever. An achiever is one who is fulfilling what they say they're going to do. They're seeing the success along the way, those success markers. I am a winner. I am a doer. I am an achiever. Declare it. Speak it. Why is this so important as we're shaping up to win? Well, before we can shape up, we must prepare our minds for the journey. And the battle begins in our minds. There's this constant tug of war happening in our minds. And many of us are not winning, we're not doing, we're not achieving because we are losing the battle in our mind based on those words that have been deposited. And so understanding that we have to start the battle before the battle, and that starting the battle before the battle is our mindset. What is your mindset around your vision, around your goals, around living your dreams? Is your mindset that of a winner or a loser? Is your mindset that of a doer or not? Is your mindset that of one who is achieving or not? Because whatever your mindset is, that is what you are giving life to. And it's an easy shift. Start getting different words in you, start making different declarations, and you begin to shift your mindset. Many would say, oh, Coach Adams, you say this often, and mindset is not key. If that was the case, why are you not achieving your dreams? Why are you not achieving your goals? Why are you not birthing, manifesting your vision? If, in fact, that was not true. I often use the statement that we all have thinking. And this thinking paralyzes us. It prevents us from achieving what we desire. And there is this constant battle going on, a constant battle that we get a vision, we think it's too big, and we talk ourselves out of it. And then the circle that we have around us, they begin to speak words of doubt that are planted in our emotional bank account. And when that happens, we begin to question, and now that seed is planted, and someone else comes and they start to water that seed with another negative word, and before we know it, our mindset is that of I can't, when in essence it should be I can. Our mindset becomes one of it's so impossible versus mindset being that of all things are possible. You can look at various success stories along the way. anyone that you truly respect and have admiration for, you can look along the way at their journey and you can see wonderful testimonies of individuals who were overcomers. They had to overcome some things that they had to battle this I can't with I can. They had to battle it's impossible with it's possible. And so whatever the struggle is, that struggle is in the mind. And so I want you to be aware of how do you feel about your vision? What are your thoughts about your goals? What are your thoughts about living out your dreams? Do you think you can? Do you think that you can achieve what you put in the atmosphere to do? One of the greatest life lessons that I've learned from my mentors is that it's so important for us to keep our word to ourselves. If you say you're going to do something, do it, large or small. And so I want you to know that this is so key as you evaluate. We're still in this first month as it's coming to a close of this new year, 2018. And so often many start the year off with New Year's resolutions, and they're on this journey of I'm resolved with making a shift in these areas. And unfortunately, those New Year's resolutions, people come out of the gates with fire and strong, but they don't maintain them. There is no sustainability in those resolutions. And I want us to understand that we have to begin to shift our mind and how we view and see certain aspects, that our mindset cannot be one of every year I start a resolution, but our mindset is shifting to this mindset of a winner, this mindset of a doer, this mindset of an achiever. And so our SHAPE UP acronym, this acronym of SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E, as we develop our shape and we pick up from where we left off on last week's episode and we build from there, we want to understand the significance of this shape. What does this shape look like as we develop this shape? What are these key elements for me to shape up and win? What are these key elements for me to see myself as a winner and start to move in that direction or move and elevate to another level as I level up, as one would say? What are those key elements? Now, there are, of course, other elements, but we're just looking at five key elements based on our SHAPE acronym in this process of shaping up and winning as we develop our shape. And so the S is strategies. We identify and recognize that many of us are not achieving our goals. Many of us are not crystallizing our vision. We're not living our dreams because we do not have a blueprint for achieving. We don't have a blueprint for manifesting. We don't have this blueprint that's clear. We say we want it, but we don't have a plan. And so we said, what is so significant is that first and foremost, I must have the right strategies in place. We establish the significance of establishing goals, and we gave some key elements around effective goal setting. That one, we must envision our goals. This envisioning happens internally. So I must see on the inside what my goal is. For example, when I made the decision to be a part of the Change Book Project number 14, I had to envision on the inside my chapter, my contribution. What does that look like? I had to be clear, crystal clear. Clarity is crucial. I had to see all of the specific details. And so this envisioning starts internally on the inside, and many of us miss it. We don't see the vision. It's so interesting. I was speaking with someone just the other day, and they were saying, I'm struggling because I'm not seeing the vision clearly. I know there needs to be a shift. I know there's some things I need to do, but I'm not seeing it clearly. And so I want us to understand that this envisioning is key. You can't sidestep seeing the vision, envisioning it, and all of the details. If you look around the place that you may be, in your car, in your office, at home, wherever you may be listening in today, if you look around that environment, someone had to envision each and every detail specifically. And so that envisioning, as it relates to your vision, achieving your goals and living out your dreams, you must envision it. You must see it and all of the details clearly. And some of those details may unfold in different ways, but you have to envision. We've established that a part of our strategies, of course, is having a plan. As we're talking about the keys to effective goal setting, as we're shaping up to win today, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We said that I must have this plan, and this plan is writing the vision. The vision that I envision and see, I must now take it from the invisible, from the inside, from being internal, these pictures. I must now write the vision and make it plain. In addition to writing the vision and making it plain, this clarity is key so that now when I look at the vision, write the vision and make it plain, so that I can now run with the vision. And in my running with this vision, I must include the appropriate action steps. And I also have to have scheduled timelines and mile markers to connect with that. For example, the change book number 14 and my contribution to that. I had to write the vision. The vision was the chapter. Had to make it plain. I had certain deadlines that I had to meet in order for me to qualify to participate with the project. And so many of us are saying, I'm pregnant with vision. I have this baby of hope, but I don't have a deadline. In the natural, as I often make this reference, because I think it's a great illustration that any of us can see, that when that woman finds out she's pregnant, the doctors give her a projected due date, usually a 9-month gestation period, of when this baby is to be expected, when it is due. And oftentimes when we see a woman that's pregnant, one of the first things we ask is, when is the baby due? Do you know what you're having? Is it a boy or a girl? All of these things are key. And so we must have those due dates, those deadlines. A woman is not truly pregnant if she does not have a due date. That's the same with us and our vision. Our vision, we may have that hope, but it's not truly convertible until you have a due date. Now it becomes real. Now you're really pregnant when you have a due date. Because that woman can't just say, I don't know. Whenever it comes, it comes. No, it's clear. And that's what we were talking about earlier, that you must have those clear deadlines and expectations of arrival, and the due date is clear. In addition, we must be, as we're talking about, as we're shaping up to win, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. The keys to effective goal setting. We said we must envision, we must have a clear plan, but we must also be committed to that plan. When the woman is pregnant, she has to be committed to bringing that baby forth. When she goes into labor and those contractions and that pain and all of that, she can't just say, I quit, and throw in the towel. If she does, her life and the life of the baby is at jeopardy. She must be committed to seeing the vision not only to the start, but to the full completion. And many of us fall short in achieving our goals, in manifesting our vision, in living out our dreams, because we're really not committed. Relationships fail because two people are not really committed. Many go into, and this is Coach Adams's point of view, many go into marriages today because divorce is so, you know, prevalent that it's been stated. The last statistics I heard is that almost 60%, that's a large percentage, that almost 60% of marriages end in divorce. And a lot of these divorces are second marriages. So it's not just people who have gone, quote unquote, to the rodeo one time the first time, but it's individuals who have gotten engaged in a marriage a second time, and for whatever reason, and this is not a judgment, this is not an attack, this is just simply sharing information, statistics that are out there. But I believe that many go into marriages today, not all, but clearly with the statistics, it's evident that there is a breakdown in our relationship, that many go into the relationship and they're not fully committed. They're not committed to the vows of until death do us part. They're committed while it's working, you know, while it's good, but when it gets tough, they throw in the towel. They walk away. I want a divorce. It's over. Bye-bye. See you later. Many of us do that in our vision. While it's good and it's flowing, I'm committed. But when the tough times happen, when the rubber meets the road, we're throwing in the towel. We're quitting. So this commitment as it relates to effective goal setting is key. We must be committed to our vision, but not just committed to our vision. What I believe, Coach Adams believes, is that you must be committed more than anything to your why. Your why is more important than how will I achieve it, how will I get there, because your why connects you to a greater cause. Your why is more significant. Why this particular goal? Why this particular vision? Why these dreams? Because that's your anchor for more, greater significance. So when you evaluate and you're clear on your why, I shared last week that many of us, when we're looking to lose weight, it's just, I want to see less on the scale. And oftentimes that doesn't become enough, because if the weight doesn't fall off the way that you want it to and the scale doesn't say what you want it to say, guess what? You fall off the wagon. That commitment is no longer there. But if it's a greater cause, like I want to be healthier, I want to live a more vibrant life, I want to live a longer life to be here with my kids, whatever that may be for you, and I can't tell you what that looks like. I'm just giving you an illustration because it really has to connect intimately with you. But it is so important that you are so committed and you are clear on your why. Your why is more important than how will I get there. The how I will get there will come. even if you don't know it, as you speak your vision, there are people in the atmosphere that want to support you and can assist you with driving it to another level. For example, I've never had to promote a book. I don't know what that all looks like, but there are experts in those particular areas that as I speak the vision, they're saying, hey, I can support you in this way. I'm not a social media guru, but there's people that are social media, you know, whatever the case may be, we are not experts in every area that we have to process through. But as we speak the vision passionately and we're committed to that, there are others that will come and walk alongside with you and join in partnership with you in their specific areas of expertise. So we don't have to know the how I will get there. All of that is not as significant. Yes, we need to have plans in place and all of that. So please don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying and take it out of context. But this commitment, this core commitment and your why is more important than your how. And that's what I want you to really understand. Why this goal? Why this vision? Why these dreams? The additional area that we have to look at as it relates to this effective goal setting is develop. We must develop. This D is develop in this process. Know your target and set milestones along the way. And I spoke about that when I said a woman's not really pregnant if she doesn't have a due date. And we need to be able to track how am I doing in this progress. And so when a woman is pregnant, she gets checkups. She goes to the doctor. They kind of check in on the baby. They're checking in on this seed of hope on the inside. How is it progressing? Are things growing the way that it needs to? Is the heartbeat where it needs to be? So on and so forth. Are things looking good? So as it relates to our vision and our goals and living our dreams, we have to know our target first and foremost. What is the target? As I shared earlier, I was having a conversation with someone, and they said, Coach Adams, honestly, I'm not clear on the vision. Well, until you're clear on the vision, which is your target, you're not going to be able to progress to that. Because once you know the target now, you can start to close that gap. You can start to progress where you are to where you desire to grow, which is the target. But the target must be clear. And then you set the milestone markers along the way so that you can see your progression. Okay, I'm going to write the book by this date. Okay, great. Now you start to establish what will it take for me to get there. We begin with the end in mind, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. We begin with the end in mind, and then we progress backwards to now how will I get to the target. Make sense? Excellent. I want to remind you of a wonderful acronym for goal setting, SMART goals. Goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. As we continue in our SHAPE series, Shaping Up to Win, as we're getting a taste of our win shot today, we want to develop our SHAPE. And we've talked about that the S is our strategies. And we gave a lot of meat around the S. The H is our heart. And we're not talking about, as we are recapping some of those areas that we covered on last week, as we progress to this next level. This is part 2 of our Shape Up and Win series around our acronym SHAPE, S-H-A-P. So we've dealt a lot with strategies because strategies is the foundation in which we can build up from. So it's important to really establish that meat, and we've done that. Now we can build up. The foundation is clear, and the foundation is our strategy. The foundation is understanding what a goal looks like, how do I break that down, how do I strategize and have a plan associated with that. Now, I need to do a heart check. I'm not talking about the muscle pumping blood through your system. We're doing a heart check on what am I passionate about? What am I passionate about? Because this base of passion, this strong, compelling emotion, when we're clear on what that looks like, we begin to fuel that, and that's what's going to take us to the next level. It can't be I'm passionate about money, because when the money is not there, now what? It has to be a greater cause. And this is a reminder of understanding and being clear on the why. So what are you passionate about? What is that cause? That why? What is that anchor? That is what you now fuel in the doing of what you're doing. Not saying money is not important and significant. Of course. Hello. We are in a society that is the way, the currency is a way of exchange in doing commerce. Of course, you know, if I have a mortgage, if I have a landlord, I have to pay rent, I have to pay the mortgage for the housing. So there is that exchange monetarily of the dollar in whatever form it happens in, credit card, cash, check, whatever. So I'm not minimizing the importance of that, but what I'm saying is that cannot be the sole driver. It's significant. It is important, but it cannot be the sole driver. This anchor must be your passion. This anchor must be this greater cause. And I trust that you're really understanding and getting the point of what Coach Adams is sharing around our H, which is your heart. Another reminder, and this is where we left off on last week, we said, as we develop our shape and we're shaping up to win, strategies are key. My heart is key, what I'm passionate about. Strategies, of course, being those plans, heart being what I'm passionate about. But I also need to be clear on my attitude. What is my attitude? Why is this significant? Because my attitude shapes my thoughts. And I asked the question at the top of the hour, I said, how do you feel about your goals? We talked about opening with the power of words, declaring, I am a winner, I am a doer, I am an achiever. But do you really feel like you can? Is your attitude that of I can, or is your attitude that of I can't? Is your attitude impossible? It's so impossible. It's too big. It's so huge. Coach Adams, you don't get it. Or is it that despite the magnitude of it, I can see that it is still possible? You think about something that many of us in the marketplace have today, for example, an Apple iPhone. Steve Jobs had to believe, his attitude had to be that of it is possible. And he has brought cutting-edge technology to the marketplace. But he had to sense that it was possible. He had to believe, his attitude had to be that it is doable. My mentors, I love this. Don't tell them you cannot or it is impossible. It's like, let's find out how we can make this thing work. How can we do it? And so that has grown to be my attitude and my mindset. And even today, I'm consulting, and when I hear someone say, I'm executive consultant, and it's so funny when I hear people with this, oh, well, we can't. You know, I'm like, no, how can we? Let's stop talking about can't. What do we need to do to make it happen? Don't just go to that simple answer, I can't. Let's figure out how can we. So developing our shape, our attitude is so key, because our attitude shapes our thoughts. And we said that this journey, the battle, is in our mind. And so whatever the mind of man or woman can conceive and believe. So conceive is whatever I can envision. And when I envision it, whatever the mind of man can conceive, I envision it, I see it on the inside, and I now believe it. It's not just enough to conceive it, I must also believe it, that it will also achieve. And that's Napoleon Hill. We cannot do what we cannot see. So our thoughts are key. Allowing our imagination to take us there is key. That envisioning, I must, whatever the mind of man can conceive, I must envision it. I must be able to see it internally. Steve Jobs, I give that illustration. We can give many. We can say Edison. We can say Ford. We can go on and on. The Wright brothers. I can go on and on. But I use Steve Jobs because many of us carry some type of Apple product. It's a cult phenomenon. You're not on an Apple iPhone. You have the Mac. I mean, whatever it is. So it is a product that's in the marketplace that many can relate to this reference. There had to be the conceiving it on the inside, believing it was possible. Again, this is all the mindset. Our mindset, our attitude shapes our thoughts. So my attitude is key. I often reference, do you see your glass half empty or half full? However you view that glass, and so many are pessimists, they see the glass half empty. I often share the reference that I had many years ago, a dear friend, and I tell you, they could see the negative in anything. It's like, wow, there's hope in that situation. But they could see the negative in anything because they were a pessimist, so their glass was always half empty. For others, that glass would be half full. People would think, wow, I wish I could be in that position that they're in, and they didn't see it. So attitude is key because our attitude shapes our thoughts. And remember, the thoughts are key because that is and becomes our mindset based on those words and images that are deposited. Now as we transition into this next level of our shape, we've established that our S is our strategy, the significance of having a plan. Our H is our heart. Our heart is our passions and understanding the why, which is more significant than the how. The A is our attitude. What is my attitude? What are my thoughts around my vision? What are my thoughts around achieving my goals? What are my thoughts around living out my dream? The P, and we have two more legs of our acronym, and I thank those of you, our faithful listeners, and those that may be listening into Motivational Mondays for the first time as we're shaping up to win. Today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're in our Shape Up series, and we're taking a good look at our SHAPE acronym and the significance of these five elements, these five areas that position us, level us up for a win. Now our P. Our P is perseverance. And the question that I have around perseverance is, will you kick and persist until you get the results you want? We spoke about the significance of commitment to our vision, and many of us are not committed. We divorce, we step away, we throw in the towel when things get tough. This perseverance is a mindset. We said that our mindset on our journey is key. Everything will often come back to our mindset. What are my thoughts around? And perseverance is a mindset. I've grown to learn the wisdom that a winner never quits. They may have to deal with obstacles along the way. They have challenges and so on and so forth. But they don't quit. They don't throw in the towel when they face a hurdle, when an obstacle comes, when they hit tough terrain on their journey. A winner, that mindset, a winner never quits. A quitter mindset never wins. And many of us have the mindset of a quitter. So we don't persevere. And perseverance is key in developing our shape so that we're in position to win. So you have to, as Shakespeare says, and I often reference this, to thine own self be true. Will you kick and persist until? Prime example of that today for Coach Adams, logging on to the studio today. There are technical challenges. I can't bring callers in because there's something happening with the board, but I said, I'm persisting. I am going to kick until. I will simply give the information in spite of. I'm not going to quit instinctively because there's a battle on the inside. The mind was, okay, just cancel the show. You're having technical difficulties. But I said, no, I will persist beyond the challenges. Many of us, the challenges that we face, it's an excuse and it gives us, and it's maybe justifiable, the reason to quit. Remember I said executive consulting in this season, dealing with team members, and so often people don't have that capacity to fight, to kick. They want to just throw in the towel because it's, you know, it's just a job. It's too hard. It's like, it's not doable. No, we will persist. We will persevere. We will kick. We will find a way. One of the things that I love about my mentor, they have this little exercise. Whenever they hire someone to be a part of their team, you have to go through this illustration of how will you kick and get out of that hole? Come up with ideas and thoughts. And many of us, we don't process and think things through. We give up so quickly. Stop looking at how you can't and start figuring out how you can. This perseverance is key in achieving your goals. This perseverance is key in your vision living. You may not see the manifestation of your vision for 10 years. Are you passionate enough? Do you have the heart? Are you committed? Will you persevere? Nevertheless, because you feel that strongly about your vision. And that is key. We spoke about relationships. There'll be good times. There'll be not so good times. There'll be, you know, difficulties. A very special associate of mine, I'm encouraged every time I see one of her posts. She calls her husband the warrior husband because he has major health challenges and is persevering, and it's a wow to me. You know, I was speaking to someone, and this is another person, and they were saying that her husband had a stroke, and she has to care for her husband. She's actually been married, I think she said 43 or 45 years, long time. And I love to ask individuals who have longevity in their marriage, you know, what is your key to success? And she said, in essence, she was saying perseverance. You got to go through some things. And she said, so often the young people today, they don't want to go through anything. And she said the doctor actually told her that in situations such as what her and her husband are facing, he had a stroke, limited mobility, has to use a wheelchair, needs someone to care for him, that oftentimes the spouse leaves because it's too much. And many of us quit our vision and we throw in the towel. We stop fighting for our dreams. We stop fighting to achieve our goals because it becomes too much. No, persevere. Will you kick and persist until? Is it important enough to you? Do you feel passionate enough about it to hold on to get to the other side? You may be at the boiling point, and just before the water starts to boil figuratively in your life and you get to that place of breakthrough, you turn the fire off. Right there, moments, seconds away because you quit. Shaping up to win today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we are taking a close look at our SHAPE acronym and our SHAPE series. S, strategy. H, heart. A, attitude. P, perseverance. Our last in our acronym that we're sharing with you on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is E, execute. You must have the strategies in place. You must execute those strategies so that you can be successful. Will you follow through and do? Many of us don't do. We look back and unfortunately, the history, the touchstones that we have to reflect on are those of not completing what we said we would do, not accomplishing what we said we would do, because we're not executing, the lack of follow-up. On each of our journeys, we should be able to see a progression of change. We should be able to say, wow, this was accomplished. This was accomplished because we're honoring our commitment to ourselves and we're doing what we said we would do. So executing on the strategies, which is the first in our SHAPE acronym, we said how significant and key execution is of these strategies, that we have to have the strategies in place. We have to have a plan in place. Not only must I have a plan in place, I must be committed to executing. I must follow through and do what I'm stating that I desire in order to be successful on the other side. I shared at the top of the hour my involvement with the Change book series number 14 in my chapter, that it wasn't enough to say, I want to. I had to follow through. I had to write a chapter. I had to get things prepared and together and submit it based on the debt. I had to execute, or I wouldn't be able to hold the book in hand and say, woohoo, this has been accomplished. I am now a co-author, a part of this collaboration project. And so this execution is key. In whatever we do, we must execute. Even this language of faith says faith without works, which is execution, is dead. And so you cannot have your vision and not execute on it. You have to do. You cannot have your goals and not execute on them. You cannot live your dreams and you have not executed. You have not moved in the direction. You have not done things. This execution is absolutely key. When birthing your vision and achieving your goals, it is going to cost you something. Many of us don't want to pay the price. We don't want to sacrifice. And this sacrifice, if you don't sacrifice in putting in the time, the effort, the energy, you're sacrificing your vision. You're sacrificing your goals. You're sacrificing in living out your dreams. So either way, a sacrifice happens. I would much rather participate on my journey and sacrifice so that I am seeing the manifestation of what I desire. And I want that for you as well. It is amazing. Wow. How quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Next week on our installment of Motivational Mondays, we're going to take a look at time management. We're going to build to another level in our Shape Up series. As we continue to develop our shape, we're going to take a look at time management. You don't want to miss it. Tell someone about it. As we close out today's show, today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, I want to thank you again so much for tuning in, our global listening audience. We so appreciate you. You could have done anything with this block of time, this hour of time, but we thank you for tuning in for this time of empowerment, and we trust that you have gotten some great richness and nuggets that will support you on your progression, on your journey of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. As we continue this dialogue, we want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. Anyone can join. We would love to hear, did you get anything of value? Are you taking anything away from today's installment of Motivational Mondays? As I mentioned on our next installment, we are going to continue in our Shape Up series and looking at time management. I want you to know that Coach Adams wants to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit coachadams.com and or send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101. Know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we offer our Win Shop, January and July. In addition to our Win Shop, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, there is individual coaching, group coaching, training, all available for you. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally whenever you join in at whatever level a partnership with Coach Adams. I want you to know that I thank you so much for tuning in today to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach, you win. We're looking forward to sharing with you on our next installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.